Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Join WGR and Bud Light for a Buffalo Football Friday happy hour. We'll be broadcasting live Friday at Leo's Pizzeria in Lancaster from 3 to 7. You can enter on site for a chance to win a Josh Allen jersey. No purchase necessary. Enjoy other live broadcasts coming up. We'll be at Mitchell's Tavern and the Draft Room downtown in the future weeks. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 plus. Here's Sal next. Hi, Sal.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Sure.
You know, I'm just going to piggyback off of Sean McDermott talking about leadership. It just seemed to me this past week that every time, and I know this is just by the camera looking at it on the sidelines, but it seemed like after every drive, Josh Allen just reserved himself back to the bench instead of being his old self and picking up the team during those hard drives. I mean, this started even at the 4th-and-1 when we didn't go for it, and it continued up until that last drive where he threw an interception. I just wonder if you think his leadership is deflated in a sense. Like, it just seemed like every time the camera panned to him that he seemed like he was deflated and just didn't have the answer. And I wonder if maybe to shake things up, you know, he's known Gabe Davis in the past, and I know that we're talking about the wide receiver issue. Maybe it might be a good idea to throw him in there and see if that he's a part of the game plan that we could and that we know that we can be a part of. So.
I kind of think that they will do that.
I think as soon as they feel like he is healthy enough to trust to do that and like won't go out and actually go at game speed and rip something, I think he'll play. I don't know how big that role will be. I'm at a point where seriously, I would consider just putting him in Coleman's spot, but I don't know that Davis is ready for that kind of workload.
Thanks, Al. Here's Andrew next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Sal, kind of piggybacked off of some of the same stuff I wanted to talk about. I find it's very curious that McDermott decided to say that Josh is taking a more approachable or a more leadership-forward approach, but that's not necessarily how it's played out in the media based on just his press conferences, how he looks on the sidelines, et cetera. I'm an NHL guy, really more so than an NFL guy. But generally speaking, when an offense, and particularly somebody like Josh, hasn't performed up to an elite level standard, you hold him accountable. But if you're not able to hold him accountable, you typically try to shake up a roster, shake up the coaching staff. And outside of McDermott being fired or Bean being fired, I think Brady is the one that was really under the most indictment here. If every single receiver is the problem, the coordinator is the problem. I get that we don't have guys that can, quote-unquote, separate, but I listened to Steve Tasker talk about why hasn't Coleman been Moved into the slot, moved Shakir outside. He's a 4-4 receiver. Like, why can't we shake things up? And there just don't seem to be creative answers outside of these orbits and screen passes and inside zone runs into the teeth of defensive tackles for losses. It really doesn't make sense. And I mean, I'd feel dejected too if I'm Josh, I have this cannon for an arm, and I'm not able to unleash it from time to time because my coordinator is not giving me the creativity in order to get my receiver some separation.
Well, you know, I would say that maybe this is the kind of loss that brings that on. Like, they were pretty good their last two games. And didn't necessarily – you can blame them for this. How did you feel about this game before it started? If they walked into Miami with a pretty good sense of confidence, they could run it on them and stop them and win the way they usually win.
Yep.
And they didn't do that. And everybody out here right now is going, what the hell? What, how come? How did this happen? Sal's arrows down is like Tolstoy. I mean, it goes on for pages. It's volumes of arrows down.
It's a tomb. Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe you'll get what you want.
Yeah. I do think I forgot what I wanted to say. I think we're making a lot of leaps about Allen. The him sitting on the bench is Wade Phillips not wearing the headset, like, you know, 30 years later, basically. Like, when they show him there, does it occur to anyone that wants to make this criticism? Because I know he looks sad. He looks frustrated. I think we're probably hoisting our uneasiness onto him. But it's possible he feels the same as you. It's possible he heard about Jaylen Waddle on Tuesday and has been sulking because he didn't get Jaylen Waddle. I don't know, okay? But does it occur to anyone that wants to make the point about how sad he looks sitting on the bench? Now, he's not talking to anyone. It doesn't seem like his usual self. That you're arriving at that conclusion based on about 4 seconds of airtime at a time. That at any moment before or after, recognizing that a lot of the times it's right after he walks over there, puts the helmet on that post and sits down, and then they show him for 3 seconds, and then they go do something else, usually to try to sell us something or the game or whatever,
food.
Right? Sure. And that, you know, he's not sitting there the entire time the defense is on the field feeling that way. He's probably talking to coaches and the quarterback's coach and looking at the iPad, although yesterday at one point I did see him wave off the iPad.
I don't know. I have never wanted to make that point, not yours, but the other, because of the same reasons. We really don't know what we're not seeing. But look, if I'm producing that broadcast and Allen's talking to anybody, that's what I want to show. So I kind of think he's probably not. And if it ever looks like it's heated, you know you're getting that. Unless they're just in there to protect him.
I think if it were heated, that's a different thing. I think someone who's doing their job, the job of the director of that television production, after something goes wrong with the offense, if I've got a moment where Allen looks like he's forlorn about it, that's the money shot. I want that shot. I don't need it. I want the story I'm telling is, look how sad the quarterback is.
Okay.
So, well, but anyway, I
wonder
don't know.
What Sal sees.
Sal has told us that a lot of the time there's a person there kneeling in front of Allen that is not in the camera shot. There are people around him that are going to engage with him. They're going to give him a moment to cool off or whatever it is. So, like, I don't know. I don't want to end up in a spot where I'm making assumptions about his entire mindset based on 3 seconds of airtime.
I don't either, but that person is an assistant to an assistant to an assistant. Somebody, it's the iPad director. It's not going to be a player.
Right, that's right.
All right, interesting discussion. Sal coming up at 5, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.